And Miriam is going to continue our talks, our discussions about liberating your body, mind, and soul, and even more so focusing on our overall theme of manifestation. So please welcome Miriam Gomez to the stage.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us once again. I mean, this is really special for Derek and I, and we put all of our energy into this year in and year out, and we see it growing, we see the impact that it makes, and I don't think we'll stop. This is going to continue to evolve and to take different forms, and we're going to all continue to evolve and grow together. So I'm really thankful for that. I'm really thankful that you guys are here. It means a lot. So I am talking about manifestation, our theme for the day, and the process of liberation. So I want to honor the theme of this year, manifestation, with a conversation and perspective on what manifestation can mean in our lives. I'm not talking about the new age or law of attraction type of manifestation, but about really reaching our goals, about bringing to life what we hold so dearly in our hearts and in our minds, about everything that we're talking about throughout the rest of the conference, and living off-grid and all the good stuff. To me, manifestation is about recognizing who we are, our potential, the tools we have at our disposal, and choosing to put in the work to experience the lives we came here to experience in this beautiful, special bleep in the timeline of humanity. Today's theme of the People's Reset is Liberate Your Mind, Body, and Soul. To me, it's no coincidence that this is the first theme in the lineup of the People's Reset. True liberation for me is spiritual liberation. With spiritual liberation comes truth, awareness, peace, wholeness. Thus, manifestation for me is a process of becoming whole, coming home to our wholeness, being in our holiness. And although it is a journey we embark on that continues to dig deeper and deeper into the reality of who we are, it is one that stands at the forefront of the manifestation of the ones to follow. So cultivating food sovereignty and implementing the principles of permaculture in our lives. So that means connecting to the land, connecting to the life all around us, growing food. This can be very spiritual. It is one leading the way for us to choose a practice of agorism and to participate in parallel networks, and the one that guides us to step out of the prevalent invasive and destructive technologies as well. And the one that opens up the path for community, for us to find community and for us to become invaluable members of those communities. All of this, which takes courage, it takes compassion, it takes passion, and it takes action. It takes us truly harnessing the inevitable anger that arises from all the freaking dystopia into creating such beautiful, strong building blocks for the future generations to step onto, feeling empowered by all of the harmonized trauma that led us to fear, pain, and doubts, and all of the challenges that we faced into wisdom and into action that fuels them to continue protecting their freedom and the freedom of those that come after them, and so forth. The Greater Reset is about coming together to learn and to activate ourselves, to get our butts into action, to co-create the visions of a decentralized world that respects the individual, that respects individual liberty, bodily autonomy, and choice. We are all creators in this world. In fact, we have a new t-shirt that says it. So you can find that t-shirt out there. So we're all creators in this world. And with that, we hold the power within ourselves to set into motion the realization of what the future looks like for us. We have many challenges along the way, and the challenges only seem to be growing. Y'all probably agree with me on that one. They say that the only constant is change, and that challenge builds character and self-reliance. So what were to happen if we accept the inevitable constant of change and we welcome these challenges, internal and external challenging times, with the love that is holding the tapestry of life? Some words from a good friend of mine, Trevor Hall, come to mind. You can't rush your healing. Darkness, it has its teachings, and love, it is never leaving. I invite you not to rush your healing. I recognize that there is a lot of spiritual bypassing, that the internal challenges sometimes are so much more difficult to face than the actual external challenges that we're dealing with. So I invite you again to not rush your healing. Those challenges that you are facing and perhaps have faced your entire life, the challenges in your relationships, in your career, in your finances, in your love life, when we try to rush these things, we tend to blind ourselves to the messages they hold for us, to step into an empowered new perspective, new strength, newfound wisdom. And when we rush our healing, we're no longer honoring the part of us that went through whatever it was that brought us to those feelings. And when we don't honor that within us, we can't hold space for that within those around us. And when we don't have the capacity to hold space for those around us, we are less likely to see things, people, even ourselves, for what we are, for who they are, for the reality of things. And instead, we live in an illusion that continues to perpetuate the cycles that we have been living in all along. We honor ourselves by feeling, by sitting with our turmoil, and letting it take its course. That is how we honor our past self and all of those times that this has affected us or caused us pain in our lives. And we also honor our future self in this way by allowing ourselves to come out of the other side of all of that in our wholeness, thus reaching the most harmonious future that we see for ourselves. Does that make sense to y'all? Does that make sense to y'all? Like, really think about it. All the pain and the challenges that we are facing in this very moment, like, as an individual, it's probably something that you have dealt with. It's a cycle or a pattern that you have dealt with in your life before that has probably gotten in the way of you realizing a more harmonious relationship with your loved one, with your partner, or previous partners, with your family members, or in your finances, and showing up in the different ways that you really wish to see yourself show up. And This year, I really felt into the moment that I see that challenge and that it rises up again. And as challenging and as tough as it is, if I really sit my ass down with it and face it and do what I know, like bring in all the different tools and all the different books that I've read and all the wisdom and all the podcasts that I've listened to and all that good stuff, if I really bring it into play, and I sit with it, and for me, one of the things is like, I try to run away from challenging moments. So if I really sit with it and like listen and be there with it, I recognize that there is a message there for me to learn. And if I don't take this moment right here, right now, then all of that suffering that I have already gone through was for nothing. It's just gonna continue to happen. And that part within me that is yearning for the dreams that Derek and I have together, the goals that I have for myself, everything that we want to build. I don't honor that future self if I don't take care of this right now. Does that make sense to y'all? Awesome. So we simply can't run away from the pain any longer, nor the anger, the shame, the guilt, the suffering, and all of the forms that it takes within us. As tough as it is, through is the only way out. And if we are to build new systems and thriving communities and permaculture and all these beautiful things, we are really truly at a great disadvantage when our coping mechanisms take over. So get to know your coping mechanisms. Avoidance, deflecting, projecting, complaining. Avoidance. Avoidance. Anybody avoidance? Blaming. Getting spicy out there. So you see, guys, your healing journey is the roadmap of your manifestation journey. And your manifestation journey is one where you realize the goal of cultivating a life of freedom. Should I say that again? Your healing journey is the roadmap of your manifestation journey. And your manifestation journey is the one where you realize a goal of cultivating a life of freedom. When we heal, when we make room, when we make the time, when we make the effort to heal, to take care of that, We literally make room within ourselves, within our reality, however you want to name it. Our energy, our focus, everything shifts to be able, and now we have tools and a new perspective, newfound wisdom, to focus on our goal, on what we're trying to create for ourselves, for our communities, for everything. So again, Trevor Hall comes back in. Confusion clouds the heart, but it also points the way. Quiet down the mind, the more the song will play. I was not planning on singing that. So a lot of you guys already know me for sharing meditation in the circles, right? So what, bring in, I will continue to hammer this for y'all. Bring in the tools that you know and that have worked for you to quiet down your mind, to create space for yourself, to ground yourself. And if that sounds very woo-woo, to literally tune in to your nervous system, to your how your head, you're doing in your head, how you're feeling in your body, everything. And learn some tools to be in all of that, as tumultuous as it can be sometimes, which is when we need it the most, to be in all of it, and the stress and the anxiety and the pain and the anger and all of it, and through it, take a deep breath and center yourself. Still angry, still in pain, still in hurt, whatever it is. But when we learn to ground ourselves in those very difficult moments, we harness our power, our true ability to change the circumstances, to express ourselves in a more honest, kind, respectful manner that honors us and our needs and respects the other person or the other people or whatever else is going on, right? And things can more easily be resolved. So whether that's meditation for you, for breathing, exercise, moving meditation, stretching, tapping, whatever it is for you, please continue to do that. Please continue to practice the tools that really work for you to take care of your body, to take care of your mind, your spirit, your energy. Because you know this, things are going to get tougher, more challenging. Not that I'm calling it in. But if and when they do, you know that you can trust yourself to bring yourself back, you know, and take charge and show up in a more empowered way. Okay. So you guys know how couples say that love takes work. I think the same of freedom. I believe that to live free requires us to hold ourselves accountable and take responsibility for the trajectory of our lives. We can't simply run to find a community to join and believe that doing so will solve all of our problems. Let's let that one go. Let's let it go, guys. And we can't marinate in our trauma longer than we need to gain that understanding and to give ourselves the love and attention we need to restore that part of ourselves in whatever way it looks like and still take steps forward in all of it. Not fully healed and all, because again, this journey is never ending. We must make moves towards our goals or challenge, like challenges, limiting beliefs and all. We gotta move forward. So again, I remind you guys, don't marinate in your trauma. There's lessons to be learned there, but you are strong, you're capable, you're an incredible human being that has all the tools at their disposal, the energy, the focus, everything you need to continue to move forward in life, okay? You don't need to be stuck. When we choose to hold ourselves accountable, we take responsibility for who we are, our habits, our actions, our relationships, our world, our perspective, the roles we play in this life, and the important roles that we play in manifesting our freedom. When we choose to see our true nature, we see clearly where we fall short, where our words and actions don't align with our desires, or where our internal world doesn't align with our set goals. And trust me, this is a blessing. Clarity is what we need to know exactly how to get to work. We must face ourselves in the full spectrum of who we are and who we've been thus far. We can clearly see how our actions have gotten us to where we are, and we can then see what needs to be changed and how to reroute ourselves towards freedom. So this, for for me, manifestation is about action. So I invite you to take on this whole journey with love, with compassion, with patience, and action. Action is the steps that we take every day towards our goals. And so let's choose to take that action with our vision in mind and our heart centered. Stay focused. Stay focused with that at the forefront of everything that we do. You know those moments when you're driving? This happens to me whenever I'm driving, so I don't know when it happens to you guys. But as soon as I get behind the wheel, and usually for work, I have an hour ahead of me, I get behind the wheel, and I hit the highway, and then it's like, shroom. I get so in my daydreamy space. I don't know if this happens to you, but everything, all the information that I've accumulated, all the intentions, the desires, that would be nice, everything comes to me in that moment. And I all of a sudden start connecting or start feeling like I connect with what the possibilities are in life for our future, for what we want to create, Derek and I, everything that we talk about, everything. And in those moments, I realize, like, this is incredibly beautiful. Is that possible? Like, why am I getting these thoughts of something so beautiful? Is that, if it's possible, how do we make it happen? And if it's not possible, it feels torturous. So I've gotten glimpses of us living off-grid and what it could look like, how great it will feel when I let my mom or my dad know, like, hey, mom, I paid off the land. The house is yours, you know? When I look around, or whenever you guys look around and you can't help but realize you're surrounded by people whom you're impacting in a profoundly beautiful way, or that are impacting you in a profound and beautiful way. And that usually happens for me when I'm driving, right? But you guys have had those moments? Especially driving. I don't believe these moments are a wishful thinking. I think it's only wishful thinking and quite torturous, like I was saying, in my opinion, to dream it and not do anything about it. That's where the torture is. So to me, these moments are God within us realizing what we can be, who we can become, what we can do, what we truly want in our lives. And these moments of clarity are gifts. For a long time, I thought they were curses. When you find yourself in one of these beautiful, profound moments for yourself, I invite you to take a pause, okay? It is a blessing to be in that space. And grab your phone, grab your notebook, grab your agenda, and write it down. Put into action the power of the written word. Put into action the power of our spoken word. And speak it out into existence. Let yourself hear it. Let yourself hear what you really want out of life. Let it sink in and give thanks. In that very moment, give thanks. Give thanks whenever you're done. Like, feel how amazing it is to even dream that big for yourself, to even see yourself rising to new challenges, stepping up and stepping out of the normal, or seeing yourself far beyond that pattern that has caused so much pain in your life, whatever it is for you. Share your gratitude for that very special moment. That is so important. Give thanks, guys, because there's so much to be thankful for right now. And if we can't be grateful for what we have right now, then there's not much that we can look forward to and be grateful for later on. The power of the written word and the spoken word has to be recognized and honored as one of the tools that Creator has given us to share our truth, who we are realizing ourselves to be, and what we want to create out of life. If nothing else, share it out loud with somebody or yourself to hold yourself accountable and remember what your goals are. And I put, and so it begins. That's the woo-woo, setting things into motion. Oh, so y'all are okay with some woo-woo. So I share a little prayer. I'm not religious or anything, but like Derek said, we welcome all beliefs, you know. And I share this little prayer that comes to my mind very often as I'm moving through the day, or as I'm moving through whenever I realized, like, this is what I do want out of life. Like, let me step into it, you know? So, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Y'all probably already know this. Courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Guide me forward with clarity, discernment, honesty, and love, and show me only a reflection of the truth. Oof! Oof! We are being shown a reflection of the truth in front of us. It's really up to us if we're going to open up our eyes and see what is in front of us. Does that make sense to y'all? In any given situation. And right now, more than ever, we need to have that clarity. We need that discernment. We need to be honest with ourselves. I mean, y'all do whatever you want, but I feel like I need to be honest with myself about what it is that I want, who I have been in the past, and what it's going to take for me to create something different and something new and take all the lessons that I have learned to make that happen. And I have had multiple experiences where I realized, like, oh yeah, the truth is here. Like, if somebody is in a relationship doing their dirty work and all of that, even if I don't capture it in the moment, it's like God, creator, spirits, at some point is going to be like, you're going to see it now. You're going to see it now. Oh, wait, no, not now. Okay, now. And you're going to see it. But at some point, you're going to have to make a choice. Do you want to see it? Or do you want to just like, oh, no, that's okay. Sweep it under the rug. It's going to be okay. You really have the choice to choose from the old, if you're willing to settle, that's kind of the word, yeah, if you're willing to settle, or if you're willing to have the courage to say no to what has been so familiar to you. So trust yourself, and honestly, trust for me has taken a lot of work, trusting myself. Learning to trust myself. And for me, a lot of examples come in relationships right now. But allowing people to hurt or their actions to be actions that were actually hurting my well-being and were hurting me. And for me to look back and I'm like, wait a minute, I kind of let that happen. I stayed in this over and over and over and over again. That is low self-esteem. That's low self-worth. That's low self-love. And we have the chance, the choice to say no to that. But why aren't we not saying no to that? It's difficult. We're in the familiar. And to build trust with ourselves, I realize that I go through a lot of tests and I have to pass those tests. I have to say no and go through that little dark period, that dark moment, to really find that there's something so much more beautiful and powerful and more enriching on the other side of that. And that's what I feel like it is for us manifesting the land, the community, the people, the everything. You know, we have to say no to what's no longer good for us. We have to say yes to the very best, is what I'm saying. To the very best. God, creator, spirit here is telling us, like, you can have it. You can have it. It's right here for you. But are you still going to stay in your old ways? Yeah? You still want to hold on to that? Or are you ready to let go of that? To step into the new. The more we say no and we let go, the more we can trust ourselves. The more we build our self-esteem, the more we build our self-worth, the self-love. And that's what it's going to take for us to make room and take action in this new perspective, in this new wisdom. So I had a few other things to share with y'all, but the time's coming down, so I want you guys to take a deep breath with me. So sit up straight. Breathe in and out. Quiet down the mind. Now you can hear the truth. Now we can feel the truth. Now we can express truth. And now we can move in truth. Now I realize my power. Now I realize my potential. There is nothing else but this very moment. The present moment is where we are grounded, heart-centered, clear-headed. Now is where we do all of the work of manifesting a life of freedom. It is where we do the healing to break free from the shackles that are binding us to the old ways and maybe still getting in the way of our manifestation. We make room for the dreams and desires, and in that space, we take action. Now is where we choose what we want, say no to what we don't want, and stay the course. Trust in the divine orchestrator and make it happen. So make it happen, guys. We don't have much time. No, just kidding. We have time. We have the time. We have the focus. We have the energy. We have everything we need. Make it happen. Take the action. Write down your goals. Make it happen. So I have a special invitation for y'all. I'm going to invite my sister up on stage. My sister and I have a very special invitation for you guys. So a lot of y'all know that we're twins. And we have had the blessing to have each other in our journey through this life. And it has been the most beautiful experience to have a sister to witness and to grow with and to bounce, you can grab that, to bounce ideas off of and to reflect with and to heal with and all these different things, you know, and to set intentions with and all that stuff. I've witnessed this woman in the last year especially, but throughout life, step into her power and enrich her life in so many ways that she had this idea of doing a woman's tour. And I was like, yes, I'm not gonna even gonna think about it. Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. We have felt called in other situations to bring women together, and it has been the most beautiful experiences. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
So we have a tour starting spring this year for women to gather and to be there for each other and create nurturing spaces and to build more sisterhood throughout our networks and throughout our circles and build that locally, kind of like in Freedom Cells, but build that locally, but also have this big network in the U.S., in Mexico, and in Costa Rica. Oh. Our invitation comes with this next little free flow. Not free flow, but we put something together for y'all, okay? So.
You're free to express yourself. No need to explain yourself. Take every step with self-love and respect. Don't dampen your truth, no shadow your depth. True hearts light up just to watch you. Bloom, the finest empress when you walk in the room.
You walk in the room and all eyes on you. Beauty, brains, and everything true. Your heart on your sleeve and you wear it so well. Poised and strong cause you walk through your hell. No doubt on your mind, you're the best of your kind. As time goes by, getting finer like wine.
Hey. Girl, you ain't got nobody to impress. You're perfectly divine, don't you worry or stress. The love that you are is all that you need. The gifts you express are a blessing indeed.
Your flame is the kind that lights us all up. Rejoice in your joy, passions in your heart. Look out for the test, know you're worth all the best. An expression of sorts, don't you settle for less. Don't you settle for less, cause you're worth all the best. It's not a competition, girl, just listen. Drop the judgment, drop the fear, drop the conditions. Be the reflection to the youth, we all soul sisters. Shining brighter with one another, heal our existence.
Connecting deep into our wombs, here lies our truth. We've come to free our mind, shed illusions back to our roots. Never alone, fully supported in this mission. Ancestors guide the way, clearing our inner vision.
Together, we are weaving the tapestry of the new life and the new story to be told. So we have our website, mysisrising.com. Join us and make it happen with us. Thank you.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a great reset for humanity, the Freedom Saw Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a five-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.